There are several common methods of hair transplantation, FFT and DHI. One of the most common questions our patients ask is which of these methods is better. Each has its pros and cons. We recommend making the choice after consulting with your plastic surgeon, taking into account your goals, available hair density, budget and other factors. In this article, we will talk more specifically about how these three methods differ from each other, as well as their strengths and weaknesses. How is FFT hair transplantation done? During FFT, follicular unit transplantation, hair transplantation, a donor skin flap with a sufficient number of follicles is removed from the back of the patient's head. This area of the head is used because the hair there is less prone to hair loss than on the temples and crown of the head, and is less affected by androgenic alopecia. The width of the flap usually does not exceed 1 to 1.5 centimeters. Before the operation, the surgeon shaves the hair to the 2 millimeters length and anesthetizes the scalp. The procedure does not require full anesthesia, but can be performed under sedation if desired. Once the flap has been cut out, the surgeon will separate it into small sections under a microscope. These are implanted into the areas of the scalp where hair thinning occurs. In the past, FFT was the main method of hair transplantation. It is the fastest and cheapest procedure. It is used in cases where high hair density needs to be achieved and scar on the donor site can be hidden by the length of the hair. In addition, experienced plastic surgeons know how to carefully close the scar so that the hair will grow on it and further hide the signs of surgical involvement. It is also possible to hide the scar with a procedure called micropigmentation of the scalp. 10-14 days after surgery, the stitches are removed. Recovery from FFT hair transplantation, compared to the other two techniques, is the longest. For the first 3-4 weeks, you should avoid physical activity and swimming pools. The advantages of the FFT method include good hair engraftment. The grafts are taken from the area of the scalp that is most resistant to hair loss. In addition, more of the tissue surrounding the follicle is extracted, which protects the hairs and helps them take root better. More than 93% of Mediglobus Partner Clinic patients are satisfied with the results of their hair transplant surgery. To join them, leave a request on our website. Our hair transplant coordinators will call you back to help you with your choice of clinic, doctor, package and travel arrangements. Method of hair transplantation. Follicular union extraction is a hair transplantation technique in which follicles are individually extracted and transplanted from a donor skin area. It is a minimally invasive technique, which is why most doctors and patients prefer it. Surgery consists of three stages. During the first, the plastic surgeon extracts follicles from the donor area using a special tool called the punch. Usually, about 4,000 follicles are extracted during this stage. The second step is to prepare the scalp for the transplant. Using a scalpel, the doctor makes incisions into which the follicles will be implanted. The doctor's experience and skill determine how good and natural the result will look. The density of the channels and the angle of hair growth play a major role. In the third stage, grafts are implanted into the formed canals. After this, an antibiotic and bandages will be applied to the scalp. As with other hair transplantation methods, you should expect hair loss immediately after the operation. This is a normal process. Afterwards, new hair will begin to grow in its place. The final results of the hair transplant should be expected 6-8 months after the operation. The main advantage of hair transplantation is that the surgeon does not leave a large scar on the donor area of the head. Small circular marks remain where the grafts were extracted, which are completely hidden even by a small amount of hair. This is why hair transplants are recommended for men who prefer short haircuts. The second major advantage of the FFT method is that it is minimally invasive. This procedure puts less strain on the body and patients recover faster. Most people can return to sports after just 1-2 weeks, and can even swim in non-chlorinated water. Some hair transplant centers perform transplants with sapphire blades. They have a hard and smooth surface, which allows neater channels to be formed with less tissue damage. This facilitates a quicker recovery. In addition, with sapphire blades, surgeons can make more frequent incisions and better adjust their angle, resulting in a thick and natural hair growth line. DHI method of hair transplantation. DHI is not a standalone hair transplantation method like Forfeit. It is a method of graft implantation that can be performed in conjunction with any of the previous methods. It is most often used during surgery. The essence of DHI is the use of a special instrument called the Choi pen to extract and implant follicles. The surgeon does not need to separately open the channels on the retrieved skin area. As the follicles remain outside the skin for a shorter amount of time, the risk of root damage is reduced and the hair implants better. Also, in many cases, surgeons can achieve more hair density with a DHI method than with a scalpel Forfeit. Also with DHI hair transplantation, it is possible not to shave off the hair in the area where the transplant is being done. For this reason, the method is often recommended for women suffering from loss of hair density. Some aesthetic surgery centers perform robotic hair transplantation using the DHI method. It uses a special system that calculates the right depth and angle of transplantation for each follicle. This acts as an additional guarantee for a natural-looking result. The main disadvantage of DHI hair transplantation is the higher cost of the operation. This is because the surgeon uses 6-10 Choi implant blades per operation. PRP treatment for hair loss. PRP therapy is the injection of platelet-enriched serum made from the patient's blood into the scalp. It is a non-surgical method of treating hair loss that can be used either alone or in conjunction with Forfeit surgery. Hair density after PRP treatment is on average 23 to 28% higher than after conventional hair transplantation. Which method should I choose? No rule of thumb says that one method of hair transplantation is better than the others. A large number of factors are taken into account when choosing the type of surgery. Most importantly, the degree of hair loss, the density and type of hair in the donor area, and the expected results. Professional plastic surgeons can only recommend a particular technique after an individual meeting and examination. In the case of online consultation, our patients send in photos of their heads from different angles, based on which the doctor will be able to make more specific recommendations. In addition to the type of surgery with which hair transplantation will be performed, the greatest influence on the results is the experience and expertise of the plastic surgeon. His or her professionalism determines the density and naturalness of the hairline, the survival rate of the grafts, and how noticeable the scars will be. Some doctors specialize in only one type of surgery, while others are equally experienced in Forfeit, FU and DHI transplants. It is worth asking the doctor about this during the consultation, and you should also take a close look at their portfolio. Mediglobus coordinators can help you in this matter. We cooperate with leading plastic surgery centers and have helped hundreds of our patients to have successful transplants abroad. In addition, we are always ready to suggest promotional offers and special packages for the treatment of alopecia abroad. Hair transplant clinics. Aesthetic International Clinic. Turkey Hair Academy. Smile Hair Clinic. Adam and Eve Medical Center. Zalus Clinic Network. Istanbul Aesthetic Clinic.